Hello, I'm Oscar Brand, welcoming the Phipps family to the world of folk music.
I've slung my guitar o'er my shoulder, and I've wandered this country around. And the tunes that I've heard in my journey have sung up a wonderful sound.
The World of Folk Music is brought to you each week at this time as a public service on behalf of the Social Security Administration. Today, the Phipps family joins your host, Oscar Brand, as we explore the world of folk music and learn about the protection you're building for yourself and your family through Social Security. Our team of Social Security experts, Roy Swift and Wallace Kendall, have a fascinating story for us today, and it comes up a little later in the show. Right now, here's Oscar Brand.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Now John said the city was just four square, walk in Jerusalem just like John. He declared he'd meet me there, walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, walk in Jerusalem just like John. Oh, John, what do you say? Walk in Jerusalem just like John. He declared he'd meet me the following day. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. When Peter was a-preaching at the Pentecost, walk in Jerusalem just like John. He was endowed with the Holy Ghost, walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I Want to Be Ready, a spiritual dating from just about the turn of the century. Just about the same time, the A.P. Carter family had a tremendous influence on America's musical heritage. The Carter tradition is being carried on today by the Phipps family, A.L. and Truline Phipps, and their two talented youngsters, Lehman and Kathleen. Let's hear from the Phipps family.
Thank you there, Oscar. We have one here now that is an old Carter family number, Never Will Marry.
One morning as I rambled all down the seashore, the wind it did whistle and the waters did roar. I heard a fair damsel make a pitiful sound. It sounded so lonesome in the waters around. I nailed her.
I expect to live single.
Phipps Family with I Never Will Marry. Now, once again, it's time to hear a true story taken from the Social Security files with the permission of the woman who lived it, our storytellers, Roy Swift and Wallace Kendall.
Our story today concerns one of the most remarkable women to come down the world of folk music trail in many a moon. She's Emma Gatewood, affectionately known as Grandma. And that she is, many times over. She was born October 25th, 1887, one of 15 brothers and sisters. She married, raised 11 children, all of whom are living, and has 30 grandchildren and many great-grandchildren.
Sounds like quite a gal, but large families aren't too remarkable.
No, Oscar, the remarkable part about Grandma Gatewood is the interest she developed late in life. She became interested in hiking after reading an article about the Appalachian Trail in the National Geographic magazine. She said, "I immediately knew this was something I had to do. I went to work as a practical nurse so I could get Social Security and have something steady coming in, and then began hiking."
How old was she when she earned enough Social Security credits to get payments?
She was 67 years of age at the time, well past the time most people retire. Her initial assault on the Appalachian Trail in 1954 almost ended in disaster. She got lost for 3 days, broke her eyeglasses, and ran out of food. Planes were sent out to find her. She just kept wandering around until she found the right path and got back to the hotel. She was none the worse for wear, except for a bad case of swollen feet and a black eye. She told them in high spirits, "I wasn't lost, just misplaced."
Her most spectacular feat was her 2,000-mile hike from Independence, Missouri to Portland, Oregon at the age of 72. On her arrival in Portland, the governor made her welcome to the city, appointed her as goodwill ambassador, and the mayor appointed her deputy sheriff of Portland. Grandma also became a TV celebrity, appearing with Groucho Marx, Dave Garraway, Art Linkletter, and many others. Articles on her appeared in newspapers and magazines across the country.
You're certainly right. Grandma Gatewood is a remarkable woman. All of these strenuous activities at the age of 72. By the way, that age has another significance, doesn't it? A Social Security significance, Roy?
Well, it does indeed. Up until you're 72, if your earnings are $1,200 a year or less, you get benefits just as if you were not working at all. And even if your earnings are over $1,200, you may qualify for part payments. But if you're 72 years of age or over, you can get full benefits every month, even though you earn over $1,200 for the year. One thing more, if you're under 72 and don't earn over $100 in any full month or take an active part in a business of your own, you'll be treated as retired for that month. You'll get a benefit check for that month, even though you make more than that in the other months of the year.
One final question, Roy. Where can our listeners get more information about Social Security benefits, even though they're still working?
At the nearest Social Security office. Just ask for a free copy of the booklet entitled, "If You Work While You Get Social Security Benefits." It's booklet number 23, and it's free.
Thank you, Roy and Wallace. Now, back to the pride of Barbourville, Kentucky, the A.L. Phipps family. Mrs. Phipps, what have you got coming up?
Now we're coming up with an old hymn, Away Over in the Promised Land, that we learned way back when we were children, and our parents sang them, and we hope you'll join in and help us sing it along, too.
I got a father in the promised land.
I got a father in the promised land. I hope someday you'll all get there. Way over in the promised land.
It's a
way over in the promised land. Way over in the promised land. I hope someday we'll all get there. Way over in the promised land.
Mother is awaiting in the promised land.
Mother is awaiting in the promised land. I hope someday we'll all get there. Way over in the promised land.
It's a
way.
Promised land.
I hope someday we'll all get there. Way
waiting in the promised land.
Sister is waiting in the promised land. And I hope someday we'll all get there. Way over in the promised land.
It's the way over in the promised land. In the promised land,
gonna see my Savior in the promised land, and hope someday.